we went through all the different NASA archives in America and to many, many more private photographers' archives. And as it is with the image where you think you know them all, there are always thousands and thousands of other ones which have never been digged out, and that's kind of our job. We are kind of cultural archaeologists, and so we spend all our time working on this one.
I've got the book in front of me here, and it is huge, and it even takes a bit of strength just to turn the front cover. And the thing that really stands out for me, apart from the just breathtaking pictures of the views of the Earth from the moon, but also what stands out for me is one picture where the astronauts are being hosed down after they've landed back in the ocean. They've been picked up on the boat, and their spacesuits are lying out on the deck of the boat like little alien figures, and there they are being hosed down. And it's really the mixture in this book of the human and the prosaic with the incredible feat of their mission.
Pascal, I couldn't say it any better than you did. No, what we wanted to do is to mix and pair exactly this, the human factor, this touch, plus the scientific ones. And that's what we tried to do. And so with a lot of pictures which have probably didn't have any attention through the decades till we dig them out,
The pictures in your moon book are really a chronicle not just of Apollo 11, but of a certain time in our history, domestic as well. Norman Mailer wrote the words. Did he write it from notes from the time?
He was asked by Life magazine. Life magazine chronicled the whole moon mission for years and years, like, wouldn't say like exclusive, but they were the main, it was the main press. And they asked Norman Mailer after the landing to write a three-piece story, which was first published in Life magazine. And at that time, it was the longest writing they ever had there. So it was later published as a book. And it's great to have this unique... He captured the man, the moon, and the machinery like no one else. You know, this was a kind of controversial when it came out in Life magazine.
It is so astronomically expensive as well, isn't it? $1,000 a copy. How many are you really expecting to sell?
These are 1,969 copies, and they're all signed and come with a photo by shown Buzz Aldrin on the moon. And they're signed by Buzz Aldrin. And we have the last 12 copies from 1958 till 1969. That was when the NASA was founded in 59. They come with a piece of a meteorite, a lunar rock, an original lunar rock. And it comes in a design by Mark Newson. So and these ones... we're just finishing them, and so we don't know the price yet for this one. This is a historic publication for a historic moment, and it was we rarely had an overwhelming response like this on any book we did, I have to say.